What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
But we'll talk about some about Georgia as well. They've got their bowl game next week, next Friday. So we'll talk about that a little bit. A little bit of recruiting talk. We'll cover some of the other bowl games as well. Maybe get a little kind of buy, sell, or hold maybe for some of our area teams as well. Talking about their futures, high school to pro level as well. So but there's a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. So let's get to it. Start out with the Georgia bowl game next week. What are you expecting? Do you expect them to kind of come out ready to make a point? I mean, what's your initial thoughts on that game?
Well, TCU is going to be a tough opponent. You know, Gary Patterson, he's a defensive-minded coach, and they've had pretty much a month to get ready for Georgia. And as you know, Georgia hasn't really been world beaters on offense down the stretch this year. So this is going to be a tough matchup for Georgia. It just depends on who wants it more. I think Georgia's got a lot of recruits hanging in the balance, and they're getting a lot of young kids, a lot of valuable practice during the bowl game. And I just think that Georgia needs this game more than TCU right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. So we'll see how Georgia comes out and responds. You know, 7-5 home losses to Tennessee and Vandy and Georgia Tech. That's just a disappointing kind of season if you're a Georgia fan to go 7-5. It's been a long time since Georgia's gone 7-5 in a football season.
Yeah, and but so close to being, you know, 10-2. I mean,
yeah,
you know, those three losses at home were all by one play or one point.
Right. And you know, Georgia 7-5 and could have been 10-2. And I think back to the first year Saban was at Alabama. They went 7-6 and
mm-hmm.
then they blew the roof off of them. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, it's hard to think Georgia have that kind of success with Saban still in the SEC. But I think next year Georgia should take off and have a pretty good football team.
Yeah, I agree. I think next year, you know, we'll have to kind of, you know, temper our expectations a little bit maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not expect maybe a college football playoff appearance, but I know I said it before this season that 10-2 was a possibility, but I think that should be somewhere along that area should be where Georgia's thinking for next year. As long as these six offensive linemen come in and really provide some depth, and they're going to need starters at those tackle spots between DeMarcus Hayes, the JUCO, and Isaiah Wilson probably at right tackle.
And you're right, and Chubb and Michelle and, you know, Lorenzo Carter and Davin Bellamy coming back. That's huge coming for mm-hmm. Georgia next year. So I think going into the season next year, Georgia will be the favorite in the East
mm-hmm.
with what they have coming back.
Yeah, how surprised were you to hear that news that all four of those kids were coming back?
I was shocked, to be honest with you. I thought for sure that I thought Michelle was gone. I thought Chubb. Chubb's one of these kind of kids that, you know, he goes against conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I thought there was no way I thought Lorenzo Carter was coming back.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, those are four starters. You plug in a couple of offensive linemen. Georgia's got to get some playmakers at receiver
mm-hmm.
in this recruiting class that can come right in and play. And we didn't even see Miko Hardman this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming that he wasn't ready and they're going to redshirt him, but who knows? He's a playmaker too.
He definitely is. I'm hoping next year we can see him, you know, on kick returns, things like that mm-hmm. at least, if not. I know he's been practicing mostly at DB, but I wouldn't mind seeing him get a few tunnel screens, something like that on offense and get the ball in his hands.
That would be nice.
You mentioned, you know, you were shocked by the return of those kids, but I think the Georgia coaching staff was shocked.
Me too. I mean, and that's a testament to me is, you know, these kids seem to have bought into what Kirby's trying to do up there. And when you've got four high profile kids that could have declared and gone to the NFL and they decide to come back
mm-hmm.
in a world now where everything's dictated on material possessions, these kids turned down a lot of money to come back to Georgia next year.
Yeah. And I tell you why I think those coaches coaches may have been shocked is we saw a little bit of fallout from it with Tenille Carter, the running back out of Texas that had been committed for a long time to Georgia. Four-star kid, so he's not some scrub. Georgia kind of depends on who you talk to. Either maybe told him to wait and not early enroll, wait till June, come in with the rest of the class, or some people were saying that they may have just went ahead and pulled the offer completely.
Yeah, then he committed to Texas pretty quickly after that. You know, a kid can spin it any sort of way that, you know, I reevaluated, but there was a lot more going on behind the scenes there than we know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this bowl game, though. And you hit it earlier. The best thing for this team was getting those 15 extra practices, you know, get those kids working more and more. And just a chance to see, you know, get those freshmen and those redshirt freshmen. This is a very young team. They always talk about South Carolina or Ohio State, all these other schools being so young. They hardly ever talk about how young Georgia is and how many young freshmen they played up to 18, 19 kids.
A lot of freshmen, you know. A lot of kids played this year, and, you know, it showed at times during the season. And Georgia's got to learn to finish football games. I mean, I took my daughter up for the Tech game, and to sit through the last 6 minutes of that football game and watch how that developed, that was just you say, well, it's just one of those years. That's all you could leave. We walked back to my truck, and that's, you know, that's all we could say. Well, it's one of those years. You just head scratcher.
Yeah, I'm sure all the Tech fans were very gracious and everything as you were walking by.
All 40 of them that were there? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. But, yeah, honestly, looking towards that bowl game, what do you expect? I'm thinking I'll go ahead and pick Georgia in the game. It's going to be tough, but I'm kind of thinking run that style of play that they did in the Auburn game, you know, defensively, right. You know, to watch that spread, cover the spread. That's going to be the key. If that defense can play similar to the Auburn game, I think TCU's defense, which is odd for a Gary Patterson coach team, their defense has been down this year, and I think the Georgia can maybe move the ball a little bit.
They can run the ball. TCU's run defense has not been very good this year, so there's opportunities to run the football.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So we'll keep an eye on that. Coming up, we will talk about some of the other area bowl games with teams of interest, SEC, maybe some ACC teams. And maybe hit the Gator Bowl a little bit since it's right down the road from us. We'll be back and right after this message.
Same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4. or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Welcome back to the game, hosted today with by Drayton Hogarth. Jason Bishop has left the building, folks, but this morning we got Kip Branch sitting in for Jason. And first of all, that first segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and by Jessup Furniture. This segment is brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and by Cunningham Jewelers. If you haven't, I don't know if they're open today, but if you haven't, better head over to Cunningham Jewelers for the girlfriend or wife.
Yeah, that'd be your best bet.
No doubt. Well, tell you what, there's a few games with, you know, SEC teams going around, coming up anyway before our next show, and we'll hit some of those. St. Petersburg Bowl. Kip, I know you're excited about that one. Miami of Ohio taking on the Mississippi State Bulldogs down in St. Petersburg.
Mm, that should be a sellout, wild, raucous sellout crowd down there in St. Petersburg. And yeah, I just got to get in front of the TV and watch that one.
I know it.
Mississippi State, though, with Fitzgerald, that quarterback, he's gotten better and better. And, you know, I think they're going to be a pretty good team next year. And they got off to a slow start this year, but I'll take Mississippi State in that football game. I think they'll get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, anytime the Red Hawks and the Mississippi State hook up, you know, it's must-see TV. But, yeah, I got to go with Mississippi State. They should win the line of scrimmage. And you mentioned that Fitzgerald kid. He's shown flashes of being right up there with Prescott when he was at Mississippi State.
He's going to be a great player for them before he leaves there.
No doubt. Well, how about Vanderbilt taking on NC State in the Camping World Independence Bowl and in Shreveport?
You know, Vanderbilt, I like Vanderbilt. I like what they've done there. I like their coach. He's done a fantastic job there, and these kids play hard for him. And, you know, they earned their way into a bowl game. They beat Tennessee at the end of the season, a Tennessee team that was picked to win the East, by the way, before the season started. And NC State's a good team with good athletes. That's kind of a pick'em game for me. But, you know, Vandy, I'm going to go with Vandy. I just like the way Vandy plays, and I like the way they approach the football.
Very good defensive team. A very underrated defensive team. I'll agree with you. I want to pick them and kind of have them ride that momentum of beating Tennessee in that last game. Boy, Derek Mason was fired up after that game, man.
They got them bowl eligible. They had to have that one to get that six wins. And, you know, they're going to Shreveport. I mean, Shreveport's not a bad place, I guess, if it's not snowing. You remember the big A&M snow game there about a decade or so ago? But, you know, I've heard people say Shreveport's not a bad place.
I've heard it, too. Another one of interest, Russell Athletic Bowl, West Virginia taking on Miami and Coach Mark Richt.
You know, Coach Richt, I was doing some comparison recently, and, you know, Coach Richt went 8-4 his first year at Georgia. Went to Miami. He's gone 8-4 down there. And say what you want to about Mark Richt. He's going to do things the right way. And West Virginia, though, I think that's a little bit different animal right now. They're a good football team. And, you know, Miami is a proud program, and they always have great athletes. But it's hard for me to pick against West Virginia in this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think West Virginia probably does have the better team coming in. Seem a little more explosive on offense than Miami. Defensively, the best defense maybe in the Big 12, but for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. That and a quarter might get you a Subway ticket somewhere.
I'm gonna take Miami in this one. I think Rick will get the troops fired up for this one, and maybe West Virginia, after being on the cusp of maybe getting a little bit bigger bowl, you know, until the blowout to Oklahoma.
Oh, they got hammered home by Oklahoma.
At home, yeah. And that's, I think Miami's maybe a little more excited to be playing in this bowl game. I don't know. I'm hoping so, but I'll take the Canes in this one.
Okay.
Texas Bowl, Advocare 100 Texas Bowl, Texas A&M versus Kansas State.
That's an old Big 12 matchup mm-hmm. from back in the day. And you, Texas A&M is one of these teams that just make me scratch my head. You look at, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and they got all these kids that's going to go, probably Garrett, probably a first-round pick in the NFL, and they just have talent. But I don't know. They'll go 5-6-0, and then they'll drop 4 out of the next 5 and finish 8-4. I just can't figure that team out. They got so much talent, but they just seem to underachieve every year.
Yeah, it is hard to get. I mean,
yeah.
Every year they start out getting the top 10, top 5,
yeah,
and then just completely flop down the stretch. I don't know. I'm going to go with Kansas State, not only because my wife went to school there, but
she's a Wildcat. Okay.
She's a Bulldog now, by the way, so that's good. I'll
take, you know, Sumlin. I don't know what the hot seat factor is for him out there, but I'll take A&M. They're just from a talent perspective, sometimes, you know, in the bowl games, talent kind of overrides everything else. So I'll take A&M in that game.
Yeah. A&M, again, just real quick, they've got talent and they've got John Chavis, one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. And they just, LSU ran through them like a sieve that couple of weeks, during, was it Thanksgiving night?
Like a knife through hot butter. That's what it looked like.
Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
This was a pretty interesting game. The Birmingham Bowl, South Florida, taking on the Gamecocks of South Carolina.
You know, South Carolina, they got just, man, that Clemson game. Oh, Lord, that was awful. But Muschamp, you know, he takes a lot of heat, but he's worked wonders with that team this year. That team earlier in the season just looked awful.
Mm-hmm.
And they got better down the stretch. Again, they beat an underachieving Tennessee team. And you know, I'll take South Carolina. I think they got some good talent. I think they got some good kids coming in with the Williams kid from Grayson and things coming like that. So, I'll take the Gamecocks.
I think that's going to be a tough one. I like a little bit more talent on with South Carolina, but I think I'll take the Bulls in this one. But I know they got a new coach, so that's going to be interesting. Last one, real quick, Virginia Tech taking on Arkansas in the Belk Bowl.
Belk Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina. I like Virginia Tech. I like their coach, Fuente. I like what he's doing there. Arkansas is another team that's just – I can't figure Arkansas out either. They look good some weeks, and they look awful some weeks, but – if you look at Virginia Tech, they've gotten better as the season progressed. They give Clemson a rough time in the ACC championship game. I'm going to take Virginia Tech in that game.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Virginia Tech brings it home. We'll be right back.
Needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. The all-region teams were announced this week. Glen Academy had 10 players and Brunswick High had 9. First team all-region consisted of DJ Dallas, Randon Jernigan, Brandon McMaster, Wiley Golden, Andrew Delaney, Zelante Hillary, Amari Cross, DeAntony Demery, Warren McClendon, Sean Smith, Devin Roberson, Tyler Cleghorn, Reggie Jackson, Sherrod Frazier, Cam Futch, Hunter Hall, Kane Cruz, Pat Fulton, Denaje Gamage, and Banks Entwistle. 19 players from just those two schools. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Welcome back to the game with Drayton Hogarth and usually Jason Bishop. Kip Branch giving us the pleasure of joining us this morning, filling in for Jason. And topic, Jason, I haven't really gotten really into a whole lot in the last couple of weeks is the NFL. The Falcons are making a big run here. Mm-hmm. Had a couple of really tough losses. The Chiefs loss really, really stood out to me as really just kind of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, you know.
But the Chiefs are a good football team. They pulled that mind-boggler against the Titans last week. And you just – NFL, you just never know week to week what's going to happen in the NFL. A lot of parity in the league and, you know, bad teams can beat good teams any given Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. The degree of difference between some of these teams from Cleveland to – New England, well, maybe that's not a good example, but yeah, the Falcons, they are in good position. They can clinch the division, I believe, today if they go in and win. And then all the games are today. They moved them to Christmas Eve instead of their normal Sunday because of Christmas.
Right.
But the Falcons have a chance to go in and clinch the division in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers.
It's a place they haven't played well at. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and Carolina, say what you want to, they're starting to play pretty good ball. They beat they kind of dashed the Redskins' playoff hopes last week. And, you know, they got Cam Newton, and they've got, you know, good running backs. And Falcons are going to have to play to go in there and get that win today. Falcons are a team, though, that's dangerous. They can move the football. They can score. Matt Ryan is my fantasy quarterback, by the way. And I set Russell Wilson on the bench earlier this season when Ryan started throwing for all those touchdowns. So he's dynamic on offense. The only thing you worry about with the Falcons when the pressure's on is their defense. And is it going to hold up come playoff time? And Falcons are going to be a tough matchup for anybody in the playoffs because mm-hmm. they can score points.
Yeah, I've given Vic Beasley a lot of grief over the last year or two, but he has earned his first round selection. He's earned his pro. I believe he's a Pro Bowler this year.
Yeah,
he's been fantastic. I think a big key for that kid has been bringing Dwight Freeney in. I think Freeney's been a big help, teaching a little bit of technique to Beasley. Similar players,
right?
Very fast off the line. I think that's been a big help, but. Falcons need to get it done today because Tampa's still right on their heels.
Tampa's got to go to New Orleans and play the Saints. And, you know, that's never easy to go in there and play Drew Brees because they can put up a lot of points, too. I actually think Saints are going to beat Tampa.
Mm.
And I know Tampa needs to win, but New Orleans is just a tough matchup week in and week out for, you know, anybody because they're so good on offense. Mm-hmm. Now, their defense is awful.
Yeah.
But they're really, really good on offense. And if your defense, if Saints defense decides to play one week, then they're hard to beat.
Yeah, no, and being the NFC South, it's just a battle week in and week out. Yeah, they do not like each other. Let's talk a little bit about your Detroit Lions, man. Like they are right there.
9-5. They lead the NFC North. Got to go to Dallas on Monday night, though, and that's going to be, you know, I give my Cowboy friends like Scott Spence and them a hard time, but, you know, Dallas is going to be tough to beat in Dallas at Jerry's World, and Lions do not need to go into Week 17 having to beat Green Bay at home to win the division. They need to somehow beat the Cowboys this week and maybe get some help from the Vikings because mm-hmm. the Vikings and the Packers don't like each other and they always play tough games. And, you know, that game against the Giants last week, the Lions really needed it. Darius Slay, former Brunswick County Pirates, hamstrings bothering him again. I don't think he's going to play tomorrow. I think he's out. And got to get him well before Green Bay comes to town next week. So, you know, it's a tall task for the Lions in Dallas on Monday night, but those are the kind of games Detroit plays well in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stafford. Are you worried about Stafford sticking around? Is it after next year? Or you think they're going to try to lock him up?
I think they'll try to lock him up. He's getting close to being in the league now, close to 10 years. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to talk about the Pro Bowl, but I'm bringing it up. There's no way Matthew Stafford should have got snubbed by the Pro Bowl this year. That's just awful. I mean, eight fourth quarter comebacks. You know, former Bulldog, and there's just no way. If the Lions don't have Stafford, they're probably 4-10 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, and so they're 9-5. He's led those fourth quarter comebacks. 8, that's an NFL record.
Already.
In one season.
Yeah.
And so, and to not even get picked to go to the Pro Bowl, I saw an article this morning I was reading on Facebook because I'm a Lions subscriber. And he was talking about, I don't care if they don't pick, the Pro Bowl doesn't pick me. It doesn't matter to him.
Right.
So, but, you know, it's just sometimes the way the NFL does stuff. I mean, it's almost like if you have a reputation, you get the benefit of the doubt over people that have actually earned it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just some of that stuff that you have to deal with a lot of time in sports.
Yeah, but he's in the mix for MVP candidate. He's in the, you know, that's just a complete oversight.
Oh, and Slay should be in the Pro Bowl too. Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know, he got snubbed again. So, I mean, he's a good lockdown corner. I think he's one of the top five corners in the NFL. And to not get picked for the Pro Bowl, that's second year in a row I think Slay's got snubbed. But, you know, Detroit's been a historically bad team. And, you know, they got to change some perception around the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about a little further away from the playoffs?
Okay.
Jacksonville just let go of Gus Bradley finally. Kind of been pretty much seeing the handwriting on the wall for about 2 months now.
Right.
I had written an article a while back in the Southern Sports Edition with a couple of candidates, and Mike Smith was my top choice because of a couple of things: his success in Atlanta, but also his relationship previously working with David Caldwell in Atlanta, mm-hmm. when both were in Atlanta. Caldwell's
right.
now the GM of the Jaguars. I think it's a great fit. And also Smith has previously worked in Jacksonville. So he's, you know, somewhat familiar with the market and everything like that. I think he'd be a great hire.
You know, if you look at the talent on the Jaguar roster, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, and I wrote an article back in the spring on Southern Sports Edition picking Jacksonville to win the AFC South and go to the playoffs. And I hope nobody recycles that and reads it again. But that's another team I just can't figure out. Blake Bortles has had not a good year. Offensive line is awful in Jacksonville. They need some help on the offensive line. Defensively, the pieces are there. I think it's time to go back to something that worked well in the past, and that's bring Tom Coughlin back to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I keep hearing his name come up for maybe a possibility for like Buffalo if openings come up and other places. Why not Jacksonville? He lives in Jacksonville in the off season, and, you know, he's got home down there. He does a golf tournament fundraiser down there, and why not?
Yeah. Be a good fit. Maybe bring him in a couple of years with a coach in waiting kind of thing.
Right.
You know, hot shot assistance, possibly. All right. We'll talk a little more about it when we come back.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explorer with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberitos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the game. Drayton Hogarth hosting this morning, along with Kip Branch sitting in for Jason Bishop. Kip, tell me this. You're a big-time sponsor for Brunswick High, or advocate for Brunswick High football and sports. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I've been getting people asking me all the time about the Brunswick High coaching search, football coaching search. Can you give us any updates, or give us a, maybe preview of maybe what we can be looking for, of any updates on that?
I am on the search committee for the new Brunswick High football coach, and we've got, you know, I'm not going to go into the candidates today on the air. I don't think that's fair to do so, but we have some quality candidates that have applied for the job, some that has state championships on the resume, some that's done some high-profile work in, you know, not just state of Georgia, but state of Florida and some other states as well. So from a strict resume perspective of the people who have applied for this job, is probably our best pool of candidates that we've had that I can remember. The committee's going to come back together after Christmas and come up with a top 3 to 5 list of all the resumes, and then we'll start that process of trying to see who we can tab as the next football coach at Brunswick High.
Yeah. Needless to say, would you think Brunswick High fans would be very happy with the pool of candidates? Maybe any surprises, possibly even?
The Brunswick High fan base, I think Glenn County sports fans in general would be very, very pleased with the candidates who have applied for this job. Mm-hmm.
How many are we talking, roughly?
Over 30.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That's great. I mean, it just shows the people see the potential with this program.
There's potential here, especially with what Brunswick's got coming back. We've got 30, 35 seniors coming back next year that's going to be good football players. And a new coach should be able to come in here and win, I think, have a good season with what we've got coming back. Got quarterbacks coming back, good receivers, 3 offensive linemen, 2 running backs. Linebacker core coming back is as good as anybody, I think. And Jalen Jackson in the secondary, who's an athlete. There's a lot of pieces at Brunswick High to have some early success next year.
No doubt. Those guys seem to play well together and really play for each other. Mm-hmm. Now, in the college football game recently, we've kind of seen really kind of dominating the headlines, overriding the bowl games, has been some of the star players at the collegiate level sitting out, declaring not to play for play in the final game because of trying to cover themselves for prevent injuries in the bowl games.
Right. I think that's unfortunate, to be honest with you. You know, when you're talking about going to a bowl game, you've got probably how many people in the program, 85, 90, 100 kids in the program. Only a small percentage of those is ever going to play pro football. Basically, when you put yourself above the team, that reeks of selfishness, mm-hmm. in my opinion. And, you know, if I was the head coach of a player that was especially coming back and was, you know, thinking about entering the NFL draft and had eligibility left and said, "Coach, I'm not going to play in the bowl game," I'd have made their decision really quick for them that they could go ahead and declare for the draft. So I just think that's a symptom of society right now, where everybody's taught to put me above team and me, you know, that kind of stuff. And I just think it's unfortunate. In Leonard Fournette's case, you know, he's decided he's going to sit out. But you know what? Geis is playing better than he was anyway. So,
yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, McCaffrey out at Stanford, I don't know what's going through his head. I just didn't see that coming. I just didn't figure, especially with what Stanford tries to teach and preach out there, I just didn't see that coming out of Stanford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you haven't heard, it's Christian McCaffrey at Stanford, Leonard Fournette at LSU, and then Shaq Linwood running back at Baylor, also sitting out the bowl game. The only one I can really maybe see some validity to sitting out the game is Fournette, because he's been pretty much banged up all year.
Right.
You know, McCaffrey was hurt earlier, but he's come back and played. You know, right. Fournette tried to come back and play and couldn't do it. I can kind of see him a little bit. Linwood, I'm not sure why. Maybe he's just fed up with the whole Baylor situation altogether. But it's very upsetting to me to sit there and tell your teammates, look them in the eye and say, "Nah, I'm not going to play this last game. It doesn't mean anything to me to play with you one last time."
But you put that in contrast with a Nick Chubb, who had a devastating career ending type knee injury, who fought hard to come back, and 7-8 yards shy of 1,000 yards. He's close to having 1,000 yards for the season, and he has decided that he's going to come back for his senior year. Coming off of that injury, he could have went to the NFL, declared, went to the NFL, made some money, but he decided to come back.
Yeah, yeah. So, it really speaks to his character.
Yeah.
Another story. It's been a weird last couple of weeks in college football. Tommy Elrod is a radio broadcaster, color commentator, I guess, for Wake Forest. And it come to find out, it stems basically from the Louisville game, where they found a Wake Forest playbook or plays in the Louisville locker room after they were done. And they were trying, they started an investigation to find out where it came from. And it was the radio guy. I mean, you've got experience doing radio and everything. You have access to players, injury reports. You know, you probably see practices and things like that too. And he's an alum of Wake Forest. He played for Wake Forest. Yeah. He's apparently salty because he didn't get picked to be on the coaching staff when Clawson came in as the Wake Forest coach.
Right.
But to turn coat on your team like that and become the Benedict Arnold of Wake Forest.
That's mind-boggling. There's just rules out there, unspoken rules. You know, you hear about the unspoken locker room rules, but there's just unspoken rules as well. I mean, I'm close to the Brunswick High program. You know, if I go out to practice and we're working on a trick play for somebody in practice, and the first thing I do is write an article 2 days prior to the game on Southern Sports and say, hey, Brunswick High is going to come out and run a trick play on Friday night and think they can score points. I mean, that's just idiotic. Why would somebody do that kind of stuff? It makes no sense. I mean, if you love your team and your university and your program, why would you do anything to hurt it?
Yeah, yeah.
From an outsider, I just don't get that.
No, and Beamer, Georgia assistant coach, Shane Beamer, ended up getting involved in this as well. When he was at Virginia Tech, it came out that he knows this Elrod guy, and Elrod called him and told him about certain plays they were going to play. Beamer says he didn't go to anybody. It was called the night before, so I don't really know that you can do a whole lot to prepare for certain plays. I mean, you can make kids aware of it, but he said he didn't share it with the players. He didn't share it with the coaches, even his dad, who's the head coach. I don't know. I can see it, but Georgia, he ended up getting fined $25,000 by Georgia for something he did at Virginia Tech. So I don't know if they're trying to stay ahead of the NCAA or what, but
yeah,
that Georgia kind of ended up getting involved in it.
That's just a weird situation.
Extremely, extremely. I don't know. It's just hard for these kids, because you know he's doing interviews with the kids and things, to sit there and do that to the kids as they're busting their butts each week in practice, representing the school that you graduated from. That's crazy to me.
You know, another thing, I've been, you know, watching this whole Oklahoma situation this week with the player that punched the girl in the restaurant and broke four bones in her face. And I was reading some of the, you know, back and forth on Facebook about that. And, you know, and it don't take much of a man to hit a woman. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, that may sound old-fashioned, and that's just unacceptable in society, but it seems to have become acceptable. And people think just because the woman may have put her hands on him first that she was justified by getting her face crushed in by a high-profile athlete. That's just insane that people even think that way.
Yeah, I saw people trying to say, she assaulted him first. I'm like, what?
She didn't. I mean, you don't know what was said or what verbal stuff went on back and forth. But, you know, this guy just hauled off and punched a girl as hard as he could right in the face.
Yeah. There's no excuse for that. No matter what she did.
No.
All he has to do is turn and walk away, and he looks like the better person.
And then to have people say, you know, come in and defend Bob Stoops and say, well, the year ban was good enough punishment and all that kind of stuff. You don't have those kind of people in your program.
Right.
You don't make those kind of, those are just boundaries that you'd never cross as a person, and you cross and you just have to suffer the circumstances because of it, in my opinion.
Yeah. And he came back yesterday or day before and said, you know, if this would have happened now, he wouldn't have had him on the team. I'm sorry, but it's too late for that. Mantra of not striking a woman like that has not changed in 2.5 years.
It's insane. You just do not. I mean, these guys train 365 days a year. You just can't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these words.
Hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Welcome back to the game. Your host this morning, Drayton Hogarth. Merry Christmas, everybody. I just want to let everybody know that. And joining me this morning is Kip Branch, filling in for Jason Bishop. Previous segment was brought to you by Watermarks Printing and by I-95 Toyota. This segment will be brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire and by M&B Liquors. Tell you what, Kip, we got some programs that are kind of... A couple of them in a state of, you know, unknown right now. Some programs looking to be ready to take off. Some are looking maybe, you know, taking a step back here in the future. Let's hit a couple of some of our area teams and programs and things and kind of give a like a buy, sell, or hold, you know, prospect on things.
Okay.
Or if Santa comes to visit or not, you know, that kind of thing. We'll start with Brunswick High. What is your kind of forecast or outlook for the Brunswick High program?
I think it's a buy. I think with the candidates in this pool, we're going to get a quality coach coming in here and talent we've got coming back. I think that's a definite buy for 2017.
Mm-hmm. You got to – starting with big man McClendon, that's a great place to start.
He's already got major offers around the SEC, and he's just going into his junior season next mm-hmm. year. So he's got two more years in the program, and he's definitely – his stock is rising big time.
Definitely, no doubt. Yeah, I think Brunswick is a buy, especially if you can bring that right coach in, bring everybody together, and get the on-field product, you know, where it needs to be. It just hasn't been there the last few years. Especially, you know, in this five-team region, there's no doubt it should come down to Glenn and Brunswick mm-hmm. pretty practically every year. Speaking of Glenn, Coach Hidalgo's got the program rolling over there right now. Last 2 years, deep playoff runs in the state. To me, I think Glenn Academy is probably a buy as well. I think he's got some young kids coming up that have been in the program now for a while. And, I think there's some kids that are really ready to take off in this next year.
I'd say it's a definite buy because Coach Rock is he's an excellent head coach. And the thing that people might not realize about Coach Hidalgo is he knows how to attract and find coaching talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's got tremendous coaches on that coaching staff, and they coach these kids up every week, and they've got good talent. Still in that program. Yeah, they lost DJ. Yeah, they lost Kendall Cross. But they've got great talent in the program, and that's a definite buy. And as long as Coach Hidalgo's there, Glenn's going to be in the mix every year.
Mm-hmm. And I think this next year, they could be, the way I word this properly, but I think they could be maybe more dangerous than this previous year, because I think a lot of people are going to expect them to take a drop back this year because of DJ's gone, Zalante's gone, Kendall Cross. But I think they'll be ready to go. They can slide Jernigan over to the quarterback spot most likely, and pick up right where they left off. Maybe not be quite as explosive on offense, but defensively, I think they'll be pretty solid.
They're going to be solid with Hunter Hall and all those guys coming back mm-hmm. for their senior year. But offensively, they might look a little different this mm-hmm. next year with Jernigan coming over to quarterback. Might be a little more run-pass balance there mm-hmm. instead of, you know, depending on the run as much as they did in that option-type attack with DJ. Randon's got some arm talent. He can throw the football, and he can get out in space and have the run-pass option, and, you know, he can make things happen on the edge out there.
Mm-hmm. How about heading across the causeway over to Frederica? I think those young kids,
yeah,
I think they're a definite buy. They've got a lot of junior talent coming up this year.
They've got some junior talent, and in the classification that they play in, they're a definite buy because, you know, they come over and they, you know, it's a private school, and they get kids, good players from the public schools, bring them over there and plug them in, and mm-hmm. as long as they continue to do that, they're going to be a buy.
Yeah. A couple things. They'll need to advance a little further in the playoffs. I think this year was a little bit of a disappointment how it finished. But I think they'll be fine going forward. And one other quick question that came to mind. We had talked to Coach, I'm sorry, his name's Brandon Derricks.
Yeah.
And he said one of their goals was to eventually go to GHSA. Do you kind of foresee that as a good possibility down the road in your mind?
You know, eventually there's other schools like some of the Savannah schools. I remember Savannah Christian and schools mm-hmm. like that. They went the same path, and it takes a little time. They're not going to come into high school and play Brunswick High or Glenn right now because they get blown out.
Yeah,
a 5-5 Brunswick High team blows out Frederica last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're just not ready for that. They're not ready for that kind of competition yet, but they come in the smaller classifications like a public A or mm-hmm. something like that.
Single A private or
single
something.
Single A private, and, you know, it'll take a little time, but they can do okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about MCA? Just had the big run to the state championship game. What are your thoughts on them?
Coach Robinson's a heck of a coach. They're a definite buy, in my opinion. As long as he is at McIntosh County Academy, they're going to be in the mix, and he just has a knack of getting the best out of his players, and you saw it this year. They got off to you know, maybe a slow start, but then they just started boom, 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 and then to go over and beat Clinch County mm-hmm. at their place and go over there and manhandle them in the process, you know, and they got some youngsters on that team. They're only going to get better.
Yeah. So
that's a definite buy.
Yeah. Personally, I think I'll put a hold on them right now just to okay. see how it comes. Next year comes. Sometimes it's kind of even if you got all your players coming back for that next year after a big run like this, sometimes mm-hmm. the chemistry's just not right. Something's just a little bit off. He's a fantastic coach, don't get me wrong. But I think it may be tough to replicate, as Glenn Academy saw this year. It's kind of tough to replicate that magical run, you know, of getting to the state championship game kind of thing. But I like their prospects, but I would put them on a hold right now.
Yeah.
Down to the south of us, down 995, Camden County, what are your thoughts?
I'm holding on Camden. I mean, I think I don't think you can just go from what they were doing to 2-8 in one like they did this year, playing in that region that they play in. Those teams aren't going anywhere, the Colquitts and the Lowndes and teams like that. And Tiff's going to get better, and you know, I'm holding on Camden. This is going to depend a lot on who this hire is down there. Mm-hmm. They just weren't a very good football team last year, and it showed on Friday nights a lot. And I know they got a lot of young talent in the program, but, you know, I think there's a lot of factors down there, politics and all that surrounding the program and, you know, changes that have been made. I'm going to hold for right now on Camden.
All right. I'm gonna sell. I think with the reason, and you mentioned it, the region they're playing in,
yeah.
and trying to determine who this next coach is going to be, with the former coach Coach Coffey, great guy. But it's going to be have to be the right hire, because it's going to be a little awkward having the former coach looking over your shoulder kind of thing. Not that Coffey's going to do that, but it's just in the back of the coach's mind. It's going to be an interesting environment, I guess you could say.
Right.
Moving on up to college, I think Georgia, I mean, I know people will be shocked by this, but I think Georgia is a definite buy. Heading into the future.
Georgia's a definite buy with all the youngsters playing. Jacob Eason will be a sophomore next year. Chubb, Michelle, Carter coming back. You know, Roquan Smith turning into a beast in the middle. You know, there's a lot of talent on that football team, and that's a definite buy.
Yep. And 30 seconds now, we've got Georgia Tech and Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern, I'm going to say a buy. Georgia Tech, it's either hold or sell for me. I don't know about Tech. It just seems like they don't get better year in and year out.
It's so weird with Tech. Yeah. The years you go in with Tech and thinking they're going to have a great year, they seem to fall on their face. And when you expect them to go 5-5 or, you know, 6-6, they end up winning a couple, three games that they didn't need to. But that's going to wrap us up for this week, folks. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a wonderful week. And we are out till next Saturday. Enjoy Christmas.
Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Here come the holidays, and with that, the search for that perfect gift for that special someone. Cunningham Jewelers is your perfect starting point. Guys, have your special someone stop into Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You will receive 20% off any item on her wish list. Plus, Cunningham Jewelers can work with any budget. 1510 Newcastle Street, or set up an appointment at 912-265-8652. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires.